You are listening to the spookiest, scariest version of the Absurdity Podcast.
As you heard of me, welcome to the show. What's up, guys? I am Cameron, and
such a spooky intro.
Man, well, hi, guys. What's up?
No, I'm gonna do it off camera.
Formalities.
I'm gonna do it while I'm editing.
Yeah, no, I know, but this is
welcome to the scoops.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing. We just left you a spot to edit in, like where you dropped in that edit.
Yeah,
and we were reacting to how terrifying.
Okay, well, I didn't get the cue. I'm new. What are you? I'm new.
What do you want? I work here.
I'm a noob. What? I don't know what you want.
What do you want? I'm a little guy.
Yes, anyway, I'm Cameron. And
hi, Cameron.
I don't have a dad joke this week.
Thank God.
I mean, I do, but I'm not using it.
Okay.
By the time this comes out, we will be closed on our house. Mm-hmm. So we will, I will not.
You'll be a homeowner.
I will be a homeowner. Thursday. The day off the rails comes out.
Yep.
I think we missed an opportunity with off the rails.
What do you mean?
It should have been called derailed. Like Absurdity Podcast Derailed.
We're still young enough to rename things.
I mean, you can go back in time and redo everything.
Oh my God, that's so much typing.
I mean,
that's a lot of typing.
No. You type it one time, copy, and then
paste. And then we just change the logo on it.
Listen, that took a long time to make. Listen, like I said, we're young enough to where we can still change names. And people are just like, oh, I guess that's the name now. It's like a million people be like, I don't know what
we can name. Change the name of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can change the name of anything.
Our nine listeners aren't going to give a shit.
Hey, nine YouTube listeners.
We got a projected audience of like 16. So. Yeah.
Not anymore. Oh, no. We're down to nine.
What happened?
The off the rails.
Fucking quitters.
The off the rails were getting such bad listens, like 4 or 5 per episode. Uh-huh. So that's why I was like, move it to Patreon.
Yeah,
get that bitch out of here.
So that like brought our average down. Yeah. Bummer, man.
Yeah. Because most of our main episodes get between 15 and 20.
Yeah.
So
stack them
the 15 and 20 of
like
you.
The first week or two. And then they just slowly go up to like 16.
Yeah. Yeah. It usually takes people a little while to pick up on the new episodes.
It's like nobody wants to watch which it when is it weird. Comes out. Like,
yeah.
They don't want to watch it like the first 3 weeks.
I think it's just because there's so many podcasts out there. It's just like,
podcasts.
We're probably the back burner. We're the ones, we're the leftovers.
We're the sympathy where it's just like, well, I want to support them.
No, this is, we are the, I have nothing else to listen to.
Yeah, like we're the one, like I listen to my first podcast that I listened to, the new episodes this week. Let's see what the boys got to say.
I binge listen to everything else.
We're literally at the bottom of the barrel. Like, yeah.
We'll take it. We're in a position.
I mean, we're in the barrel at least.
Yeah,
I want one last chicken nugget, but that one looks kind of gross. I'm still pretty hungry though. I'm going to eat it. Yeah,
even though we're like 100 out of 100. We're top 100. Like, we're on the list, motherfucker.
We're in there.
We're there.
You cannot deny that people do listen.
I'm not going to say that we're implying we're on the top 100 of anything list.
No. We'd be looking for the top 1,000.
No, we're in the top 100 of some people's listening list.
Yeah?
Because some people don't listen to over 100 podcasts.
I would hope not. God, I couldn't keep up with that.
Some people were in the top 15.
I think I subscribe to like 8, and I have a hard time keeping up with those.
Yeah, I subscribe to like 5, and I listen to 3.
I don't know how. I know I listen to a lot of hours of podcast a week, but I don't know how many podcasts I really listen to. Like, it's probably like mainly LPN, mm-hmm. Dungeons and Daddies and Adventure Zone. But I really don't even listen to, I mean, Dungeons and Daddies is once every 2 weeks I listen to it. So it's like,
was every day for me, but now it's every two weeks.
Yeah, once I caught up. Like, yeah. But, and with Adventure Zone, I get it every week. LP, I listen to both episodes that they, I release the side stories and the, or I listen to the side stories and the main episode every week.
They're both pretty good.
Yeah. But really, other than that, sometimes I listen to Freakonomics, which is an NPR podcast, and it's just like, just a bunch of different sciencey things, which is cool to listen to when you're on like a long drive. Science. Yeah, science, you know, the devil's magic. But other than that,
I listen to Dungeons and Daddies, Adventure Zone.
And us, I also listen to us wherever we listen. I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to our, I don't listen to Off the Rails.
I do just to hear how it sounds.
I do listen to our main show every week. I do not listen to Off the Rails. I mean, I do listen to, I pull up the YouTube a little bit. And like hit parts of it.
Yeah.
But really, I'm just like, that was just conversation.
Yeah.
I've been listening on our Spotify now.
That's all I listen to.
I've been getting off of YouTube. The majority of my content now is on Spotify, which I'm about to stop paying for YouTube and start paying for Spotify. Uh-huh.
So yeah, I do Dungeons and Daddies, Adventure Zone, Bad Friends, Tiger Belly, and one called Ear Biscuits, which is from these guys that were like started off on YouTube and they made a show called Good to Mythical Morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's Rhett and Link.
So they have a podcast called Ear Biscuits.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. Yeah. It's less comedy and more like kind of what we do. Just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just talk about stuff in their lives and like what they do and stuff like that. It's pretty good. I mean, that's definitely another one of my back burner ones. Yeah. It's like, I've kind of caught up on everything else. So
now that I think about it, I listen to a lot more podcasts than I thought I did. Cause I listened to Your Mom's House, Dr. Drew After Dark, which is a side part of Your Mom's House, LPN. And I listened to, I listened to both of those, the side stories and the main one. I did listen to Dungeons and Daddies until it started getting sad for me and I couldn't watch it anymore. Listen to it. Bad Friends, don't really do much of Tiger Bell just because I'm sorry, but sometimes listening to Bobby Lee, like, I'm just like, stop being a little bitch, man. He's such a little drama queen.
That's what makes it good.
that's the kind of humor where, like, you love it. And, like, for me, like, it activates the irritating part of my brain where I'm like,
cringy.
Yeah. I have a very low tolerance for cringe.
Yeah.
Like, if I even start watching cringe, I'm just like, turn it off. Like, it physically ails me. I'm just like, I don't like this. I'm like that if we're like, it doesn't even have to be like anything like big cringe. It could just be like someone acting kind of awkward. I'm just like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah, like this week on Bad Friends, it was Andrew's birthday and everyone got him presents, but Bobby didn't even remember it was his birthday.
Oh, no.
I'm not surprised.
And so he was like, yeah, I remember it is your birthday. He's like, oh, what'd you get me? He's like, it's getting mailed to my house. and then he goes, oh, I got you so many. He ended up a $20 bill.
I really want to know how much is like how much they kind of.
Oh, that thing
I don't
is
think any honestly.
No, I don't think they plan anything, and I think
it's so.
They're angry. So good at improv that it flows so well.
I mean, they are comedic geniuses.
Yeah.
Whether
you want to admit it or not, those two are hilarious.
Like, whether you like either of them or not, like a lot of people like don't like Bobby Lee, but you have to admit, like he's a genius in what he does.
Andrew he's just that guy. Like he doesn't care what you think about him. Like he will say and do whatever he wants, regardless of the repercussions. Like he'll make race jokes, which you know they're jokes, and you know it's like he's not meaning it, but he's straight faced and he delivers it so well that you still laugh regardless of how racy it is.
Yeah, you cannot see it on his face. You can't hear it in his voice. He just says it and he just stares at you.
Like they were talking about a movie. They were like going to make a fake movie. It was called The Bottoms of Turtle Island.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's such a good episode. Oh my God.
And Andrew was talking to Bobby about like, he was telling him what his part in the movie was going to be. And he goes, you live above a liquor store or next door to a liquor store. I think it was. And he was like, when you get home, you made yourself noodles for dinner. And of course your hair is up in a bun.
No, that was Andrew that worked in the liquor store.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he worked in the Chinese.
Bobby worked at the Chinese restaurant.
He's like,
and he goes, obviously, you have a bun.
And what's holding it up?
Chopsticks. And he goes, and you have a samurai sword?
I forgot what he made him name it. What named the character? It was something just
so Asian. So Asian. And he's like, when they got to the island, the only way they could survive at night was to be off the ground. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get through the night was they had to suck each other's dicks.
No, that's not what they had to do.
Oh, that's what they chose to do. Yeah, that's
right. No, it's because they couldn't make noise. So they kept on like, one was bleeding out of his leg from a spiky coconut that fell from a tree. And he just kept on gesturing like, and he's just like, suck your dick. And he just started sucking his dick.
And like the end of it is like a pit of like all like a bunch of Andrews and Bobbies. And they all just like an orgy of sucking each other's dicks.
they're like, so what else do we do? And the, suck each other's dicks.
And the person like controlling everything was his niece that came over from like the Philippines.
The Philippines, yeah. Like full blood Filipino.
And he goes, and we're naked the whole time. It's good. So
Andrew
good.
Was like a stereotypical Irishman. Mm. His name was Lucky.
Oh man, so good. God,
that,
so good.
That's like one of the few episodes of any show where I'll just continuously go back and watch that episode. And I'm like, it's just so funny. No matter how many times you watch it, you're cracking up on it. Are they still playing on actually making it a movie? I think that's still
people have been making movie posters of it.
Not only that, but I think they got actual funding for it. I think they actually
did. They've come up with a couple of movie scenarios. You're like, that could never be a movie.
Don't do it.
But there's so much. There's just so much like cringiness in all of it, and you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, haven't you seen Disaster Movie?
No.
Haven't you seen any of those parody movies?
I steer clear of that.
What's that one? Sausage Party.
I haven't seen that either.
That one, I actually enjoyed Sausage Party. I thought Sausage Party was really funny, but then I was also like the prime age.
Color me shocked.
I was like 19 or something when it came out.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I was prime age to enjoy that movie.
I mean, I watched it and I could appreciate it for what it was. I mean, it was edgy humor and all that.
I
mean,
I could probably appreciate it too.
I'm a douche.
Yeah, it's just
like, I just never watched it.
it gets weird.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm DK.
We'll do a lot of cutting.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Avid sausage party lover.
Avid sausage party fan.
Well, now we have to leave that part in because...
you know, it's
damn
fine.
It, guys.
So it goes.
No context.
This week, my fun fact of the week is I can continue to surprise myself with my carpentry skills, and I redid by... I had to... take out my grandma's skylights in her house, replace them, like frame them in, lay down lumber, like decking on top of it, and like reshingle the whole sides of the roof. So that's what I did this weekend.
She's still underneath it, though.
Yeah, she's still underneath the house.
Been on welfare for too long, Graham.
But yeah,
someone else needs that money.
Yep, there we go.
Hey, guys. It's JK.
I was wondering when it was coming.
For some reason. I don't have nothing. Yeah, I wish I had something. I didn't even think about it.
Jesus was a carpenter.
A carpenter. And for some reason, no matter how long he was in the Middle East, perfectly pale skin.
Yeah, he's a white guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
In some iterations.
Most I where we're at, I see white Jesus all the time.
And it's true. It's just all white Jesus.
But there's other iterations where he's very
dark complected. I've seen some where he looks like a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
And... he probably didn't look too far from it, honestly.
I just see like the Geico commercial fucking Neanderthal. Just
come,
Jesus,
my followers.
Just like, God, why have you forsaken me? And he gets fucking poked in the side with a spear. And he's just like, ooh, that hurts.
Get back down the pit.
Ouch, kibibbles.
Let me drink more of that blood.
That really hurt, Charlie. Charlie. Ouch, Charlie, then.
I like to think that he would just be a white Englishman in the middle of the Middle East.
And we're all going to hell.
Had that ticket for a while, I guess.
That's what you get for being a Satanist.
F in chat.
Huge F.
Are you going to go, or?
That was it.
He's got nothing.
Did he even introduce himself?
Yeah, I said, hey guys, I'm Jake.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
He was kind of sad about it, because I think he didn't have a fact. So he was
Or he said that he's Jake.
I can just say yes, yeah.
Therapy. Yes, yeah.
No, he's doing it. Aren't you?
Are you?
No, my therapist, I think, is still in the hospital. Either that or I haven't heard anything back from him. Can I not talk about this?
I'm sorry. What?
A week after.
Barry, delete a little bit.
So here's my fact. A week after I had my very first therapy appointment ever, uh-huh. my therapist got hospitalized.
That's a bad omen.
Oof. Yeah, so that's.
Yikes.
And they call me and be like, so we need to cancel your appointment until further notice. It's like, oh, what happened? It's like, oh, well, your therapist, he's in the hospital right now. And of course, they couldn't tell me why because, you know, confidentiality. But, you know, maybe I just made him sad.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think maybe you made him hate his life so much?
I mean, he was the guy that, like, as I walked in the room, he already had, like, pages of notes, I think.
Bottle of scotch on his desk.
He's just
a bottle of scotch and a revolver.
Oh, fuck!
He's just like an old school New York detective. Sheesh. He's like hands and on his head. He's like, oh my god.
He's in the hospital for a failed attempt.
You just have the stereotype of the detective whiteboard of just like notes and string going everywhere. Be like, I just can't figure it out.
The implications.
Where does it start? Where does it end?
Implications.
Who are you?
It's got the red yarn what everywhere.
Yeah.
Pepe Sylvia, Pepe Sylvia, Pepe Sylvia! Who I look is Pepe Sylvia.
What do the numbers mean?
What do they mean, Mason? Oh, man. Yeah, that took a journey I was not expecting.
Yeah. That was dark.
So I guess I do have a fact about myself. Yeah.
I'm glad we're here. This is already a fun week.
I'm not.
Oh, this was fun. I liked it already. It put me in just the right place.
I do want to say, and like end of week two, beginning of week three, this new job, still loving it.
Good, good.
We did have, on Friday, the fire alarm get pulled 3 times because instead of living, as you know, like we're not supposed to, you're supposed to have Fridays off.
Yeah.
But because like one department's kind of like being lackadaisical and they keep on messing up and having to revert what they're doing, they keep on, like we keep on waiting on them. Mm-hmm. So instead of making the smart decision and not having everyone hate you and laying all departments out at the same time, they started letting departments go one by one. So all the other departments that are working their asses off can just watch as, you know, groups of happy people walk out the building. I guess it was during break is that when one group went out. So one group was leaving while everyone else went on break. And one guy just decided, you know what? Fuck this place. And then made everybody stand outside and wait. Well, I still had a lot of work to do. I was one of the last departments to leave.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. That's actually really lame.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a good time when I'm sitting there. I just wanted to get my job done. Like, there was a lot of things I had to get done. I'm at the part where, like, I know how to do my job.
Yeet!
I know how to do my job at this point. like, by myself for the most part. So I'm sitting there, like, I'm just like, I just want to get this done. And just watching all these people just smiling, getting in their cars. And this is actually portraying how it's been, honestly.
Adequate.
Yeah, that's I like it. I like it a lot.
I mean, my job itself, I'm very much enjoying it. I love working with my hands and getting this stuff done and feeling proud of my work. Now, let me put my microphone back up.
There you go. Opportune time.
I just have you muted so you can do all that. speaking of weird, today I pull up to this location and this guy is sitting in like a lawn chair, like just outside.
I mean, it was a nice day.
And he has like an umbrella. Yeah. He's like faced away from me. Mm-hmm. So when I pull up, he like jumps up and turns around and he starts waving at me. Mm-hmm. So I wave back. He starts walking around to my driver's side of my vehicle. Oh, and so I roll down the window and he goes, man,
these damn Muslims.
He's like, that's not what I was going to say. he goes, man, I really do love Fords because my work vehicle is a Ford. Mm-hmm. And he goes, my dad drove nothing but Fords. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. That's cool. He's like, I drive nothing but Fords. I was like, that's cool, man. That's cool. And he was like, you want to trade jobs? This guy was a homeless man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
Let's do it.
You work and I'll do nothing all day. That sounds good. But I actually have a home, so I'll just stay there.
Maybe.
You're buzzing, though. But he starts walking away. And then when he comes back, as I'm like writing out the slip for the day or for that stop, and he goes, man, how much do you think one of these costs? How much one of these vehicles cost? I was like, man, I don't know. It's a work vehicle. I have no earthly idea how much it costs. And he was like, well, when you get back to the Ford dealership, will you ask him? Let him know, blah, 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 still driving Fords.
Yeah, because every day I make sure to go by the Ford dealership and be like, hey, thanks for the van, by the way.
And I didn't know if he thought that I worked at the Ford dealership, but I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that.
I don't think he knows what he thinks.
So
it was an interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah, it was definitely strange. And then I get to another location, and this lady who claims she's a recovering addict is vibrating next to me while I'm waiting on an elevator, and she has just tears rolling down her face. And I was like, I really just don't want to interact in this. I just want to get my job done and go home. And we get on the elevator, and I hit the top floor, and she hits every single floor all the way up. And I'm like,
crap. Ma'am, out.
At every floor, she screams, my mama's dead. My mama died. Marie's mama died. Every floor. 11 floors.
No.
11 floors.
This doesn't happen.
11 floors. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm just like standing there, just not even, I'm not making eye contact at all. She's carrying a shoebox.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it.
Her mom.
That's what I was afraid of. I thought maybe her ashes were in that shoebox. And I was like, I'm not interacting at all. I don't want that. Cause what if she drops it? What if her mom gets on me? I just don't. Yeah, but every floor.
Give me back my mom. Dude,
I would have had I straight up had a panic attack in that situation. I would have freaked the fuck out.
I just choking and be like, shh.
I just stood in the corner. I was like, yeah, we're just gonna. I just looked up at the ceiling.
Sure is a lovely
how
elevator.
How many ceiling tiles were in that elevator?
14. Like, it was just in my head. I'm thinking, why did she have to get on the same time I did? Why?
I don't know how to that.
I mean, she probably only got on because you got on.
And then on the 11th floor, she turned around. She goes, "You have a good day, sir."
Now, did you say you too?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's my natural reaction when someone says that.
Yeah, I was like, yeah,
I'm like, yeah, you too. And she walked off screaming down the hall, my mom was dead. And I was like, oh gosh, I just want to get out of here. I don't know if this is a valid excuse not to collect this location, but I wish it was. It was a nightmare.
I'm busy throwing up in the elevator. I can't collect this building.
So, yeah, that was how my – that's how today. That was just today.
Just Monday. Hey, just Monday. Someone had a case of Mondays.
Multiple people had a case of Mondays. So, yeah. Man, that, nice. That was just my day, not even my week.
I've discovered that there is a road on Wingnon that's for some reason cursed with animals. It's all – there's one
– I think that's every road.
No, because it's literally like this stretch of like 15 feet. Like this stretch of road where there's always at least one animal at the same time of day, but it's been different animals. There was a possum one day, a raccoon the next, a cat, a dog, a deer, and they're all in the exact same spot on the exact same patch of road going down a hill. Yeah. And to where, because they sit there in the exact, like, they're not farther down the road, they're not up on the road, like, they're in this spot.
They play the game Animal Crossing.
Well, they're not crossing.
Froggy
chair. They got halfway through. They halfway crossed.
Well, there might be...
They're playing Frogger at this point. They're about to lose.
Well, if that's where they're going a lot, there's probably a game trail that has been made, like, on the road, sides of the roads right there, and that's just where it's... The animals have made it easier to cross, and that's where they probably...
Well, it's between houses. Like, there are rows of houses. Weird. It's just this one spot where it's just random animals. Hmm. But it's in the exact same, like, dark black spot where it looks like there is, like, extra tar on the road. Mm-hmm. It's in that exact same spot. Every single day.
It's softer than the rest of the road.
It might be.
It could just bounce.
It's quieter across the
road. And what's weird is
like there's a trampoline for them.
There's also been like there's also dead carcasses there, but like deers don't eat dead carcasses.
Unless they're zombie deer.
Boom!
Spooky.
The apocalypse. Here it is.
But I thought it's so weird because like
that's just gonna be the start of the episode.
There you go.
Unless there's zombie deer.
But like on the second day, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then like now on the third week, I'm just like, this is really weird.
He just added an H to week. The third week.
The third week.
The third week.
The third week. The third week. The third week.
Whiskey. drink my whiskey on my third week. Eat some wheat thins.
No.
It's been a fun day.
Speaking of fun day. Mark Hoppus undergoes surgery to remove chemo port after announcing he's in remission for cancer.
Yeah.
Who's Mark Hoppus?
Mark Hoppus.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's a baby. Don't hold it against him.
He knows the band, though.
Who doesn't know the band?
Exactly. You should know who Mark Hoppus is.
I don't know, like, musicians' names when they're in a band.
Okay, let's guess. See if you can
guess. Oh, no.
If you can get one of the two. I know you won't get one, but you might get the other one.
I can't even think of the genre, because in my mind, it's like, it could be any genre, but I'm assuming it's going to be a metal or a hard rock genre. I'm assuming it's going to be a metal genre.
Okay, take a guess.
Oh, God. Mark Hoppus. Avenged Sevenfold.
Yes. What instrument does he play?
Are you serious?
What instrument does he play?
The bass.
Yes.
I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing.
You're actually half right.
You're half right.
He does play bass.
He does.
Damn it. I was hoping like, it was Avenged Sevenfold. I was like, yes.
He doesn't have a cool name.
I mean, he
has a cool name, but he doesn't have like a...
He
doesn't have an Avenged Sevenfold name.
M. Shadows or Johnny Christ.
That's his name, M. Shadows. Was.
And his actual name is Matt Sanders.
But M. Shadows is so much better.
So Mark Hoppus plays bass for Blink-182.
Mm-hmm. See, that's something I wouldn't care about.
Or he played in Plus 44.
Angels and Airwaves.
Was he in Angels and Airwaves?
Wasn't that his?
No, that was Tom's.
Oh, that was Tom's. Rip.
Plus 44 was his.
These are just names. You might as well just
call Boxcar Racer.
Oh, that's true. Boxcar Racer.
Boxcar Racer slaps. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good
one. I love that band.
I definitely wouldn't know Blink-182 artists. I like some of their songs, but a lot of it's just not my style.
Oh, but it was so good. Especially the early stuff.
Early stuff.
I think the early stuff is the only stuff I listened to. I only
got to see them with Mark once. And then after that, it was with
after Mark they were or after Tom, they just, I didn't really like him anymore. When Tom left, it just was not the same band.
I mean, I saw them twice after Tom left.
It's just not the same.
I mean, it's still fun. It's still a fun show. Don't get me wrong. It's still a fun show.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
And I mean, you still get to sing Blink-182 songs with all your friends and get drunk. And
it's still Blink-182.
Yeah, it's still a Blink-182 show.
Tom is just... He's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And he made that band for me. A woman shocked to learn weight gain in her stomach is actually a 17-pound cancerous tumor.
Ah, that's 17 what pounds? Childbirth 17 does to pounds. You.
That's just an organ.
Amanda Schultz had tried dieting for months without success before a CT scan revealed that she had a 33-centimeter-wide low-grade liposarcoma, a type of cancerous tumor.
Mm-hmm.
When her stomach first started pushing out from under her shirts in January, she thought time and genetics were catching up to her, and that she was simply gaining weight. The 29-year-old had also been very, very sick with COVID-19 over the winter holidays and was taking steroids, which can cause bloating.
Yep.
So, yeah, she just found out it was just a 17-pound tumor.
I'm a tumor.
That's one of those theme, like one of those little songs that will always be stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah, it's in there forever.
That's ingrained in me.
Badger.
Mushroom.
Rock Lobster.
Oh, I love that.
That one
the B-52s are arguably more punk than the Sex Pistols.
So the last one I have. Tulsa man accused of shooting flaming arrow at house with five people inside.
Where was this?
Tulsa.
That's Ted Nugent. Oh. It was Ted Nugent, right?
Tulsa fire investigators arrested a man accused of dousing a house in gasoline, then using a bow to shoot a flaming arrow at the house while five people were inside. Documents said investigators found Robert Wood in a shed outside after the homeowner called 911. The arrest report said Wood admitted to trying to set the home on fire because he was upset and looking for his ex-wife.
I know you're in there, Kevin.
I don't think shooting a flaming arrow is a good way to look.
Eventually, I'll hit her.
She's like, if I catch this house on fire, they all have to run out. I'll know
that's where she's at.
I know she's in there.
Man, that's some like that's some thinking. That's some levels on levels.
Yeah, it's just
shit.
Like
I'm gonna douse this house with gasoline, and then I'm gonna be 100 feet away from it, so no one knows I'm near it when it catches on fire.
And I'm gonna travel back in time to the medieval times and shoot a flaming arrow at it.
Exactly. With a recurve bow made from Osage Oak. Because that's actually really good. Osage Elm? Osage.
Yes.
No, there's a Oklahoma native plant, and I can't remember if it's Osage. I think it's Osage Elm. Osage Orange. It's Osage Orange is what it is. And you use it to make bows, and you can make.
Osage Orange is the new black.
And orange is the new black is the new.
Orange.
No, orange.
I don't know where you're going
black
with
and orange. Halloween.
Full circle.
We're going to make the dumbest connections to Halloween this episode.
That's fine. We're
Which
all,
is
we're
also
six,
a really good band.
We're all six degrees away from Halloween right now.
Yeah. We're literally, this will be the last episode that comes out before Halloween hits. So. We got to just, you know, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here.
It's what we do.
It's how we do.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
So, DK, you looked tense when you came in here. How's your week been?
It's just been a week. I mean, other than I didn't get to any really.
It's going
to
be a sketch phrase. It's been a week.
It's been a week. I mean, really, that's it.
Like, that and sheesh. Those are those two.
I legitimately want a sheesh tattoo. I still am like heavily.
I'm going to remake our logo.
Uh huh.
Just a sheesh.
And it's going to have the new one that my wife made. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to have sheesh coming off of it.
Can we get a sweatpants to say, now that's traction on the ass?
Now that's trash?
No, that's traction.
Oh.
That's what I call traction.
That's what I call traction.
That's what I call traction. Kind of around the ass.
Or no, talk about traction.
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah, talk
Christ.
About traction.
We don't even know our own
Whoa.
Shit.
We'll get there.
One of these days. But no,
you know the thing.
Well, what did I do? Was it last? Man, I. No, it wasn't last week. It was the week before.
Onset dementia.
Last week was just a week. Like, I did work like you do. Went over to my friend's house. I had a couple friends move into a new house over on Riverside. Went over there and hung out, drank some wine, and just chilled. And it was really, really cool. Their house is really, really neat. It's like right on the corner of the street, and it's like got a huge porch and everything like that. It's really nice. Then actually went climbing 3 times in the past week, so I'm getting back into it, and I feel good. But I also am very, very tired and very, very sore from climbing. Because my nutrition's not right now. I got to get my nutrition back on track. But other than that, I mean, playing Apex, man. Like, nerding out playing Apex. Like, it feels good to finally get... Because at first, like, the first 4 or 5 days, it was bad. Like, yeah. I was like... movement was still there. I can still, like... Because that's the thing is, like, I can wall jump and I can do all that stuff. But I couldn't hit a shot to save my life. Like, I was lucky if I was getting like 150 damage games, but now I'm like averaging like 800 damage games. And I'm like, okay, I'm slowly getting it back here. Pretty soon we'll be hitting like 1200 plus damage games on the regs. And I'm really, really excited about it. Cause I am playing with a couple of guys who I used to play with a lot. They're PC players. And now that we can play cross plat, like, it's good that two PCs, one controller comp is really, really good. So we're talking about trying to, because this is a far-fetched idea, but we want to practice for the not like crazy practice, but play together for the next foreseeable year, like play grind ranked, everything like that. And we want to try and try out for ALGS, like, because I mean, you can get into it as a regular if you just make the tournaments.
Yeah.
And that's, we just want to try and play, do some tournament play. And see if we could actually do anything with it, because that would be just a fun experience. Because, like, the guys who pretty much are winning ALGS right now are just guys who are streamers. They're 3 guys who are streamers who are playing together. They're not, like, affiliated with any pro team or anything like that. They're only content creators. So to see some just, you know, regular gamers do it, not too far-fetched. But, I mean, they stream. They, like, actually my one friend who's streaming is pretty much trying to take it full-time. Which, very impressive. I think it's very, very cool.
I played 2 or 3 rounds today, or over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I played with some really bad teammates.
It happens.
They usually
went down pretty quick. And then when I revived one, I went down shortly after that. And then he just, like, he killed the enemy, but then just left both of our cards just sitting there.
Aww.
And like walked off.
What a jerk.
I was like, and the respawn thing was right there. I'm like, it would have taken you 4 seconds.
You should be used to that playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I know. I played a little bit of Fortnite too, which is weird.
Here's how I feel about Fortnite right now. Fortnite, I had this epiphany today. Fortnite,
controversial show.
Hot take on Fortnite.
Hot take.
Right now. Fortnite is the epitome of late stage capitalism and money grabbing.
Yeah.
Just microtransactions up the ass.
Well, here's the thing. They released skins for Dune. There are Dune skins in Fortnite. Don't get me wrong. I'm so hyped about Dune. I'm so pumped about this Dune, and I'm so excited to see a new generation get into Dune. That's how much I think Dune matters to science fiction. But fucking Fortnite is getting Dune skins. If any of these like parents whose kids were like playing Fortnite actually like read Dune, like, I mean, maybe some of them have. I mean, kudos to them.
And you talked to us about Dune, didn't you?
Yeah, I've talked about Dune. But Dune is very, very, very horny.
Same.
That's, I get it. It happens. But
there's that.
But, and maybe that's why Fortnite. But no, but really, the movie's not going to be very horny at all. Because
How I felt about Fortnite when I played it. I only played it because my son.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we can play together. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll play a couple rounds.
No, I get it. No, I played the fuck out of Fortnite for a while. And I get the appeal of it as a game to play with someone who's younger, like your child. Or so, but for me, it is not.
No, I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. And here's why. The moment you hit someone, they just start building a house.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is this? Like, no, that's not how you get shot. And so you just hide.
I don't like games that you can't ADS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
that's the same reason why I didn't like CSGO. Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, fight me, bro. Like, come on. Don't hide behind some walls. Like. Mm-hmm. If we're out in the open, that's your bad for being out in the open.
Yeah.
Don't build a house around you. And then secondly, I was playing with the most toxic child I've ever played with in my life.
So just a child.
No, not my child.
Oh, okay.
I was playing with, I don't know what his name was, but like.
Brandon.
Basically, he was like, oh, look at these defaults. Because, you know, I'm not paying for skins.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just got the default.
Oh, yeah, kid, what job do you have that pays for your skins?
Yeah, he's like, look at these defaults. They don't know what they're doing. Sackless. I had 7 kills and he had 1.
Rip.
And died before me.
Did you tell him that?
I didn't have my mic on, but I'm like, how are you going to talk about I don't want to spend money on a game I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
I just want to mention the idea of how angry he's getting at a child.
No, it's just like.
That's what sucks about online games too, is it's just like, you get stuck with a kid, like,
yeah.
But it's just annoying.
But I also remember being an annoying kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unforgivable. I tried playing Warzone. But their servers are so bad. It's like there was no one else on the internet in my house but me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still lagging so bad. And it was saying that it was my connection. And I'm like, it was showing I had 190 ping. And I'm like, dude, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. I have like 40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful that I never played online games when I was in the shitty kid stage.
I didn't really have online games in the shitty kid stage.
Yeah. We won't play online. Split screen.
Yeah.
So we
talk shit in person.
Yeah.
You'd be next to the guy and be like, man, you suck.
Yeah.
I do miss having like 4 Xbox LAN parties, like 16 people just play it at somebody's house.
COD with.
Playing Halo.
We played Halo.
Teabagging the crap out of people.
Yeah. Playing Halo 1 campaign split screen.
What I don't like about
miss it.
Destiny right now is like, I play as a hunter, right? I can't
get nerfed.
It always does. They always just shit on the hunter. It's terrible. But they buff the crap out of those titans.
Mm.
But if you haven't used your dodge, you can't teabag because it just makes you dodge away from them. And I'm like, that's not what I wanted.
I wanted to teabag.
I kill you and then I run away.
I have to do it slowly so it doesn't register the double tap. And it's kind of annoying. But
reset your button mats.
But I want to.
But he wants to teabag so bad.
So
I want the dodge to be like that. I just have to dodge onto them and then teabag.
No, I have set up the controls now for Apex. Like, so I'm a bumper jumper now.
Yeah.
So disgusting. I can wall jump. Like, you have to do it to maintain aim and wall jumping. Like, because I mean, it's such an awesome exploit that I love, and just being able to wall jump and learning how to do it makes the game so much more fun. But so I have switched over to that. And like for the first 3 days of that, I was just like, oh no, I'm just like run into a wall, like pressing my like utility button. Like I would be Octane and just like jam myself with the stim pack and just like run headfirst in the wall. I'd be like, oh man, I'm an idiot.
I tried playing it on my PC, but even it just doesn't, I can't run it.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
This can barely run it adequately.
My laptop still has issues with Google. So
it's the RAM.
If I turn up the if I turn on the system tray, like I just see what's going on. Just that alone will have like 100% memory.
You ain't got no RAM.
Oh my god.
Anyways, I bet if I hold up Google right now, I have it up right now.
Honestly, I haven't had the strength. Well, I haven't had the strength to do any kind of gaming, except like on the weekend when I just physically don't leave my bed. And I've re-enabled my addiction of mozzarella shredded cheese.
Just eating it.
Saturday and Sunday, I ate 2 bags.
I do the Mexican blend.
Mm-hmm. It's just so good. Like, I just can't help it. It's so delicious. You have to get Clover Valley because you cannot get, you know, like Great Choice or whatever it is. Like
you get Kraft.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, it's Kraft.
Okay.
Kraft's
Clover Valley is actually a cheaper version than Great Value.
Is it even cheap? Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's more expensive.
Clover Valley is the Dollar General.
Yeah, Dollar brand. General brand. Man.
Oh, well, they had it at
Dollar General.
I had to pull that. I was like, where did that come from? Where did that come
I
from?
I know that's something.
You mean where I do my grocery shopping?
Yes. <very much. laughs> Okay, so.
Welcome back to Absurdity Podcast.
Yeah. So. You guys made me self-conscious last week.
No.
Good.
When I said
how
I had
that make you feel?
When I said I had a more lighthearted top 10, you guys made me feel subconscious, so I had to pick a new one.
Oh.
Because I had the top 10 candies of Halloween.
Well, that would have been controversial.
Yeah, that's definitely controversial. Yeah. That's too hot button of an issue.
If you want, we can run through real quick.
Because I'm just going to say now that I love candy corn.
Number 10 is M&M's.
Number
that's not a hollow.
That's just a candy.
Yeah, that's
well. This is candy you give out.
Oh, that you give out.
No, it needs to be like it's specifically for Halloween. And you can't get it another time of year.
Well, I mean, you can get the little fun bags.
Top ten candies in general would be M&M.
But if it was specific to Halloween candies, you'd have three.
You have candy corn, caramel.
No,
apples.
You can get candy corn any time of the year.
Oh, disgusting.
You can get caramel apples any time of the year.
I might pick up a bag of candy corn on the way home, actually.
I'm talking about those like red and black or those orange and black like gummy things that like you can't ever find any other time of the year that are just in that clear packaging. That clear, you know what I'm talking about? That it's like the saran wrap that's just wrapped around it. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about either.
Like saltwater taffy?
It looks like
I was thinking.
You can get saltwater taffy.
But I'm talking the red and or the orange and black ones that are for Halloween. It's only for Halloween.
Well, I mean, you can say the same thing for M&M's. It's like, oh, well.
Well, they, okay, you know, they okay. Top 10 candy that comes in Halloween packaging.
There we go. Yeah. Halloween themed candy.
That's what this list pretty much is.
Yeah.
Number 9 is the Hershey's milk chocolate.
Definitely comes in a Halloween.
Number 8 is a Butterfinger.
I love Butterfingers. That should be number 1 on the list.
It gets stuck in your teeth so much.
Freeze it, and then it gets stuck in your teeth more. It's so much more delicious.
Oh, my God.
It becomes more problematic, but it's better.
But it's worth it.
It is.
Number 7 is a Twix.
Twix is my go-to candy bar.
I only like the peanut butter one.
I don't agree with this placement. Number 6 is a Kit Kat. Above a Twix? I don't think so. Above a Butterfinger? No.
I will say like Kit Kats more, but it's only because I just don't eat as much Twix.
Mm. Number 5 is my personal favorite candy of all time, Paydays.
Paydays are really Paydays and Zeros.
You want to really enjoy a Payday? Pick off each individual peanut.
It's so good.
And then eat the middle.
I like just biting.
That's
into the
a candy bar that'll last you hours.
I love Paydays. Paydays are so tasty.
Number 4 is candy corn.
I don't think
that should be above a Payday or a Twix. Listen,
I don't think it should be above any of these, honestly, but I do enjoy candy corn. But it should not be in the same ranking as like the
Are you one of those people that eat it separate colors? Or you just pop it all in your mouth at once? Okay. Some people like eat the white and then they eat the orange and then they order does that go in? Yellow's at the bottom, like the biggest part, right?
White, orange, yellow?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That sounds right. I've done that a couple of times, but that's just being bored and just be like,
Number 3 is a Milky Way. Number 2 is a Snickers.
Yeah, just get a Snickers. Why have a Milky Way when you have a Snickers?
And number 1 is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I do.
You can never go wrong with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Those are also delicious frozen.
So
that is true, yes.
Because you all made me so conscious about that list, which I'm glad we didn't do that.
Yeah,
we did do it, but we didn't get into it.
Well, let's get to the good one that you got.
Yeah, what's the juicy?
The top 10 most terrifying and mysterious creatures.
Woo!
This will
also be debatable. Like.
Yeah.
This is what I like.
This is my stuff.
Number 10 is the Dover Demon.
The Dover Demon.
This creature was sighted on three separate occasions in the town of Dover, Massachusetts on April 21st and April 22nd in 1977. Due to its appearance, there's speculation as to whether or not this creature was an alien or the result of some sort of experiment, a human or alien hybrid, for example, while others suggest it came from another dimension. The Dover Demon's features are as follows. A disproportionately large and watermelon-shaped head, glowing orange eyes, long, thin arms, and legs with slender fingers. It was said to be hairless with rough flesh-toned skin described as a tan color with the texture of sandpaper. And its sound is like a hawk's screech combined with a snake's hiss. I mean, the picture of it is... It kind of looks like from Independence Day.
Yeah, it does look like a thing.
I like that. Day. That looks like Doctor Who with
I just kind of whiff of that.
That scotch?
That scotchy scotch.
It hits like a truck.
I can smell it over here.
Number nine. The Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil. I like Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil is a creature that is usually described as a flying biped. With hooves, wings like a bat, and a head resembling a horse. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really all we need to know about it.
It's in Jersey.
Number eight is the Flatwoods Monster.
Flatwoods Monster?
Please explain.
It is claimed that the Flatwoods Monster is some form of extraterrestrial, as this creature was spotted in the vicinity of a large UFO that either hovered above or rested on the ground in the town of Flatwoods in Braxton County, West Virginia. On September 12, 1952, according to the reports, this creature was huge, at least 10 feet tall. Its face gave off a reddish glow, and its body was green in color. Its head was shaped like a heart or ace of spades, and out of this strangely shaped head bulged non-human eyes. The body is described as being shaped similar to a man's and dressed in some sort of dark clothing resembling a skirt.
Yeah, it's very interesting looking.
Reports describe the creature variously as having either no visible arms or having short, stubby arms ending in long, claw-like fingers.
That's what the artist renditions look like. That's pretty spoop.
There it is.
Well, yeah, she's single?
She might, probably.
I hope so.
Number seven is the Owlman.
I've seen games made of this guy.
Fallout?
No,
he's not Owlman, but it's the moth thing.
There was a small game made of like an owl that put you in a perpetual loop, and every time you killed him, you would restart the loop, and then a guy would learn, like he would play something before the loop, and then
the end of Doctor Strange.
I mean, yeah, basically, and eventually you'd have to like find a way to kill him before a certain time, or else you'd go back into the loop.
Monan Cornwall. 1976, if you were in the area at this time, you would have overheard the first reports of a creature called the Owlman. The first sighting took place on April 17th, 1976, when the creature was spotted hovering menacingly above the Monan Church Tower. Oddly enough, sightings up to August 1978 all occurred within the vicinity of this church. This cryptid, which... Unsurprisingly, cryptid.
That's all we're talking about right now is cryptids. That's why I'm super pumped that you're doing it, because I'm only touching on so few.
I want to touch all the cryptids.
This cryptid, which unsurprisingly has the appearance of an owl, is the size of a man, has pointed ears, red eyes, and black pincer-like claws. Yeah, that's the Owlman for you.
Oh, the thing I was thinking of is you don't start a loop. If you kill him, you become him. And then that's the loop. And then somebody else comes in, and then they kill you.
Still the ending of Doctor Strange. That's just
a good thing.
Marvel did it. Simpsons did it.
Number six is the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
Where's that?
That is in Lee County, South Carolina.
No.
The sightings began in June 29th, 1988, with the most recent notable sightings in February 2008.
Oh! I think I remember reading about that one.
The creature is described as being 7 feet 2 inches tall, which is very specific. Bipedal with a strong build, green scaly skin, and glowing red eyes.
Ooh.
Very creepy.
That footy, though.
I don't know how to pronounce this one. This one's number 5, the Bunyip.
Oh, yeah, the Bunyip.
Bunyip. Okay,
so I don't know what the Bunyip is.
For those who grew up in Australia, the Bunyip will be familiar. The Bunyip is a large mythical creature from Australian Aboriginal mythology said to lurk in swamps, billabongs, creeks, riverbeds, and waterholes. It has been described as a giant starfish that walks on land. Imagine that. Other 19th century newspaper clippings described it as having a dog-like face, dark fur, a horse-like tail, flippers, and walrus-like tusks or horns, or a duck-like bill.
That's a lot for a starfish.
Yeah.
You know, things change.
Ken, you got an image of that you can show me? Because that's...
Here's the one I think is like the starfish base.
That's disgusting. Oh, hey, look at the same image.
But then closer. There's the other ones that look like more things like that. That's artist rendition.
I mean, that's just like a goblin and a lake.
Mm-hmm. Number 4 is the Sigbin.
I think I've heard of this, but I don't know what it is.
The Sigbin is a terrifying creature from the Philippines said to lurk in the shadows at night who sucks the blood of victims by consuming their shadows.
Rude.
Yeah, no, let my shadows be themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Sigbin is said to walk backwards with its head lowered between its hind legs. It is...
What?
It walks backwards with its head lowered between its hind legs. It Sir, has the convenient advantage of invisibility, and especially humans are vulnerable to its powers of deception. It resembles a mere hornless goat, but has very large ears, which can help, which it can clap like a pair of hands, and a long, flexible tail, which can be used as a whip.
I feel like it would just trip on its ears since its head's so low. Is that what you're talking about?
That's somebody's rendition of it.
Oh, so its head's back?
It looks like it's...
But both sets of legs are the opposite direction. Like, its front legs are forward and its back legs are backwards.
No, they're all going the opposite direction, the opposite of the head.
This is the...
Well, I mean, all elbows are going inward.
This is the picture I have of it.
That's how dogs are, though.
That's not... Wait, no, all dogs have...
All dogs go to heaven.
That is true. All their elbows go backwards. That one has front legs, elbows go back, and then back legs, elbows go forward.
How does it walk?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not anatomically correct. Like, it would just constantly be trying to go forward and backward at the same time. Like, I can't move.
Number 3 is the Canvey Island Monster.
Ooh.
It is the name given to an unusual creature whose carcass washed up on the shores of Canvey Island, England, in November 1954. A second, more intact carcass was discovered in August 1955. The 1954 specimen was described as being 76 centimeters or 2.4 feet long, with thick reddish-brown skin, bulging eyes, and gills. It lacked forelimbs, and its hind legs were described as having five-toed, horseshoe-shaped feet with concave arches. Apparently well suited for bipedal locomotion. It remains were cremated after a cursory inspection by zoologists who said that it posed no danger to the public. The 1955 specimen was described as being similar to the first. It was much larger, however, at 3.9 feet long, weighing approximately 25 pounds. It was sufficiently fresh for its eyes, nostrils, and teeth to be studied, though no official explanation was given at the time as to what it was or what happened to the carcass.
It looks like a monkfish.
Yeah, it looks really...
It's a monkfish.
The Canvey Island Monster.
Oh, I like those
things. I have a very cartoonish rendition of it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's cute. If that washed up on the shore, I'd be like, hey, little buddy.
Not with those teeth. No, 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 no. Number 2 is the Pope Lick Monster.
He licked a pope.
In most accounts, the Pope Lick Monster, named after the Pope Lick Creek below the Pope Lick train trestle.
Do you just have a stroke?
I felt like I did. Pope Lick. Appears as a human goat hybrid with a grotesquely deformed body of a man. It has powerful fur covered goat legs and an alabaster skinned face with an aquiline nose and wide set eyes. Short, sharp horns protrude from the forehead, nestled in long, greasy hair that matched the color of the fur on the legs. Numerous urban legends exist about the creature's origins and methods it employs to claim its victims. According to some accounts, the creature uses either hypnosis or voice mimicry to lure trespassers onto the trestle to meet their death before an oncoming train.
Very specific.
Was that your stomach?
Yes, it was.
That was very loud.
I am very hungry.
A satyr.
And number one.
Number one.
Number one. Please is explain. The Goat Man.
The Goat Man?
Described as a hybrid beast that bears a horrific melange of both human and goat-like characteristics. This horned, hoofed, goat-featured horror would seem to be a modern reinterpretation of the ancient satyrs found satyrs found in Greek myths. The eyewitnesses claim that this fiend is not a figment of from beyond mythology, but a living, breathing flesh and blood creature that is not to be trifled with. The first official report of this brute hails from 1957, when eyewitness reported seeing a hairy horned monster in the areas of Forestville and Upper Marlboro in Prince George's County. Following that wave of sightings, the beast apparently decided to lay low until the summer of 1962, when the Goatman was accused of killing no less than 14 people, 12 children, and two accompanying adults, who were apparently hiking too close to its lair. The survivors, who, of course, remained unidentified, claimed that the Goatman violently hacked its victims to pieces with an axe, all the while emitting ghastly sounds only the devil himself would make.
Only the devil himself.
The survivors totally didn't just like murder a bunch of people.
I think I found my character for our D&D podcast. Just going to be the Goatman.
Just going to be the Goatman.
The Goatman. In fairness, like the majority of the things you talked about had a goat within it.
I know, reason. Yeah. And so I feel like they're oddly all enough, goatman. All the sightings started around 1950 something.
That is true.
How about that?
Yeah. Crazy people were seeing shit.
I think there's a
you know, the more we talk about things, the more we're just like, weird things happen around this time.
Goatman.
Looking at you, Grandma.
Looking weird things at happen.
The lead.
Looking at the toes.
Weird things happening around the 1950s.
Yeah. Man, weird things happening all the time. Let's be real.
That's true.
All
these sightings, like in almost every single one, was between 1952 and like 1965.
People were bored.
That's true.
That is fair. It was a very boring time.
They didn't have technology that we have now.
They didn't have Twitter.
Drank whiskey and fucked.
Pretty much.
Man, I'd choose that over Twitter.
Not a bad time.
How are they bored? I don't understand. That sounds like a great time.
That was also
they're also too busy beating their wives up.
Yeah, that's the culture that's always like
that sounds fun.
He said it, not me.
Only one married.
I mean, that is fair.
See a correlation?
I think not.
Do you see a correlation here?
I don't know. Well, the big dog set us up with some cryptid talk. But now I want to get into the last cryptid of the month.
The last cryptid of the month.
You know, it's been a fun journey. And I feel this one that we're going to talk about today is pretty well known. And I figure you guys would have some stuff that you could, you know, want to pitch in on it as well.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm just here for the stories.
It's just you and everybody.
I plan on taking a nap through this whole thing.
Good.
We're just sitting here just texting each other.
We actually were planning on leaving and just letting you talk and then coming back when you're done. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm
just like yelling like, you're like, you knew.
Sounds great, bud. Good
job. Thanks,
keep
guys.
It going.
I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yeah, anytime.
This week, we are going to talk about the legendary, the mythical, the magical, even.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, ladies and gentlemen.
The cryptid.
Bigfoot.
Ha.
Oh! Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
Must have been a 9-footer. But no, Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch, is a large, hairy, human-like creature believed by some people to exist throughout the United States and Western Canada. It seems to represent the North American counterpart of the Himalayan region's mythical monster, the Yeti. You know, we're just a...
Snow cones.
Yeah, snow cones. Don't eat the yellow ones.
Mine are rainbow. It's under my car.
The British explorer David Thompson is sometimes credited with the first discovery of Bigfoot tracks. This was discovered. He made these casts in 1811, saying, "Hey, these are a Bigfoot."
Or, can't even count that high.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. You can take your shoes and socks off if you need to count higher.
I know he goes up to like 12.
He had hundreds of alleged prints, but they got abducted. from his estate. So, you know, that's kind of something that we don't really know about.
I won't say convenient.
Exactly. Visual sightings have even alleged photographs and even been filmed. Like the number one video that we can all think of immediately is Roger Patterson at Bluff Creek, California, where it's just the Bigfoot walking across the green field and just like turns and then takes
conveniently turns.
Yeah, conveniently turns. So you see Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So you know it's Bigfoot. It's and then turns and walks away. I mean, it's pretty damning evidence.
What are you trying to say?
That is from 1967 was shot. So, I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. But even though we've been talking about it for a long time, none of the evidence has been verified. Like, there's tons and tons of shows that go into
Bigfoot. I was going to say, but what about all the TV shows?
Yeah, what about all the TV shows? But yeah, you know, TV shows. We'll talk about that more.
Staged.
Reality TV.
Well, I mean, what would they get if Staged. They actually caught him? And just like,
you want to know what you'll get if you catch a live and living Bigfoot in the state of Oklahoma?
I mean, those are probably a lot of money, isn't it?
$3 million paid to you by the state's board for the... We have a legitimate Bigfoot hunting season.
All right. Mm-hmm. Grow more hair. Put on some platforms.
Cameron, we're sacrificing you for $3 million.
He's going to grow more hair. I have enough.
He's got enough. He just has to stop shaving for a day or two.
That's yeah. fair.
But so we're going to tie this. You know, Oklahoma is the number nine in the world for Bigfoot sightings.
We're also like the 23rd most educated state.
Yeah, there we go. No, we're way less than that.
Well, we're 47.
We're like 47th or something.
Yeah, we're 47.
We're pretty low.
Most educated.
So every year, I mean, like the biggest hotbed in Oklahoma is down in LaFleur County in the Kiamichi Mountains. There is a...
Oh, no, my bed's pretty warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine's not.
It's not. It's because we're out here. But in this town called Hanobia, they have a yearly festival where like scientists, cryptozoologists from around the world are coming to this thing to talk about and discuss Bigfoot. And they go out into the hills out in the Kiamichi Mountains and hunt this Bigfoot and have been doing it for like years. And it's just like, I was aware that Oklahoma was a hotbed, but not to this level of a hotbed for Bigfoot activity. Because we've had like, there's shows like Bigfoot Hunters that have shot episodes here, Bigfootville that have shot episodes here. Hell, there was a show that came out before, like when we were in high school, that was shot up in foil that was about Bigfoot. And the guy was like, just sitting there and then like a rock would come in and he's like, oh. That's a Bigfoot. We got to get out of here. And then conveniently, the one time that the guy saw the Bigfoot was across a bluff. So down the valley, across on, and he saw movement over there, which honestly, I mean, it looked like a deer, but
it was a Bigfoot. Big-footed deer.
Well, the thing is there is my experience. Like, I always want to kind of clown on Bigfoot, but I really don't. See, when I grew up, my dad lives right over here off Highway 20 over in between here and Pryor.
This address, to be exact.
I'm just saying, so giving you the area, you know, it's kind of hilly. It's over by Will Rogers Downs.
124 Foyle Road.
Yeah, 124 Foyle Road.
I hope that's not a real address.
I guarantee you it is.
Please don't go there.
But so when I was a kid, they told me a story that him and his brother... One day, because they had cows, they had dairy cows that they had to milk and everything like that. And they had to get chicken eggs and everything in the morning because that's what they did. Him and his brother went out to the barn to do their morning chores. And right outside the barn door was this big oak tree. So as the sun rose in the morning, it cast a shadow on the inside wall of the barn. So you just had a shadow and then there's like two strips of light on the outside, but you knew it's the back door. They said sitting there in the hay bin, like, was just this hulking mass. Like, it just looked like an animal, but they didn't know what it was, kind of hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
And, my uncle picked up like this piece of iron, like, cause they made the rafters and stuff are made out of angle iron. So it was like a 4-inch wide piece of 6-inch angle iron. And he rips it and it hits this thing and it made a fleshy thud sound, and that thing goes and just slowly turns.
Hey bro, fuck's your problem?
And my dad and my uncle dipped out.
Yeah, like, because if you throw something made of iron and it just goes, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you need to get out of there.
So, like, this was, like, and I kind of, you know, brushed it off as I got older as, like, no, this they were just fucking with me when they were kids, whatever. But there was one time, it was, like, my senior year of high school. I was over there hanging at my dad's house, and I was out in the woods because we used to build tree houses and shit like that in those woods. And I was out there just checking on to see if any of them were still up. And I shit you not. Like, as soon as I break back out of the tree line to start walking back to the house, I turn around to look at the tree line, and there is a mass, I don't know what, but it had to at least have been 7.5 foot tall, just dipped in between the trees, and then went back on the tree line trail that I walked out. And I was just like, so, that's my Bigfoot sighting.
You just gotta kind of wonder how fast this creature really is.
Yeah, especially it had to be really fast for its size. It would have to have phenomenal like leg muscles.
Exactly.
It's gotta be like really agile in order to.
It could be pretty clumsy because of just its sheer size, and maybe it's not.
But the fact that it's eluded people for this long, it's gotta be agile to not make a whole lot of noise.
Maybe there's just not that real, many it's, of them. Like it could also be a very very small. Because I mean. It's like if there's only one or two males or females around the country.
Yeah, true.
Then, I mean, you're not going to – it's that kind of explains that.
We don't know how long they could live.
But, like, I also –
we don't know anything about them,
really. Yeah, we don't really know anything
besides about they have big feet.
And they also – another thing that is heavily associated with Bigfoot is when you're in a Bigfoot experience, it is a nauseating smell.
Yeah,
it is like,
I've heard that.
It is like skunk but worse. And I remember that smell. Like, so it was just weird. And that's the other thing is like when I was like 15, 16, before Bigfoot talk blew up, I had friends who would tell me hunting stories where they were out in Pryor or out in Foyle or out in those areas. Like, what's the other, the hill on Highway 20 going into Owosso, Keatonville Hill,
Keatonville.
Like where they'd be out there hunting and rocks would get thrown at them. Like, rocks would get thrown near them and landed, and then they would like smell like just not, and they'd just be like, what the fuck is going on? Let's get out of here. Like, several different friends at that like age before the Bigfoot like,
right.
conversation started. So it was just kind of like, so I'm not super skeptic of it. Like, if it's there, it's there. Like I said, I've talked about it with all the other stuff, like interdimensional beings could be. Breaking the fourth plane, dipping back through. Maybe that...
Goblin universe.
Yeah, goblin universe. It's real.
It's real.
But it's just one of those, like I said, it's like ghost. It's like, it's stuff that we just don't have an explanation for.
Yeah. I will never say I don't think something's real because, I mean, there's not enough evidence to say one way or the other. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And you can't say lack of evidence is evidence.
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, just... There's so much that we, I mean, just look at the ocean.
Yeah.
Look how much we don't know about the creatures in the ocean.
Bigfoot of the ocean.
I was going to say, like, if you think about how long Earth has had life on it, like 1.5 billion years or something, like, it's weird to think that we're the only thing to come out of that evolution. Mm-hmm. Like, I was saying the other day, I was like, it's really weird that somewhere along there, another amphibian didn't come up and actually become something. Like, it's weird that we were the only ones. But I mean, there's potentially smart life in the ocean. We don't know.
Exactly. I mean there is. Think about dolphins.
I think all life is. I think all life is smart. It's just we can't communicate.
Right.
It's like, the idea of like you can't judge a monkey and an elephant on the ability to climb
look
a tree.
Look at what raccoons can do.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty smart.
Yeah. They can use their hands efficiently.
How
terrifying is that?
The only thing is mankind made society, which was probably our dumbest move. Like we could be like raccoons eating trash right now if we hadn't made.
But then we'd be eating trash if we didn't have civilization.
But
full circle.
But on the hindsight of that, we wouldn't be starting a podcast.
And you believe in Bigfoot the same way I believe in ghosts, where it's just like my brain's like, no, like ghosts aren't real, like some kind of like electric. But then I had the conversation before early on the show, where we're talking about like what happens to the electrostatic charge that is your conscious after you die. Like it has to go somewhere. And at the same time, I think I talked about my experience with ghosts in my, in my what was it? My broken, not broken Marine platoon. That's what we called it, but basic Marine platoon after boot camp, where like you'd sit there like dead of night, like midnight, 1 a.m., sit there on post, and you'd hear like out of nowhere just heavy boots coming up like a gunnery sergeant coming up to check your post. It would stop right in front of you, and I had a single tear drop down my face. I'm just like,
what is happening?
And then I watched like what felt like a 50-pound door, like this door scraped against the floor when you moved. It had like one of those like steel catches on the bottom, and we had it propped open, and like literally propped open, like you have to pull into like, okay, it's closed.
We talked about this in a very early episode.
Yeah, yeah. And this door just went and blew like three stacks of papers off of a filing cabinet. I didn't see, but I could see everybody, like everyone in their beds, like they were all asleep. I had been on post. Nobody had moved. All of a sudden, a chair, like the disability chair in the shower, got thrown into the wall of the shower and then ended up on its side. And I heard that and went to investigate. Now, almost shit myself. I'm like, no way. Like there's no way. Like you would hear people talking when nobody's talking. Like everyone's clearly asleep. Footsteps.
You broke the first rule of horror movies. You're not supposed to go investigate.
Listen, military. It's just like
I heard nothing.
I mean, like after a while, it would like you would hear that kind of stuff, and like you'd hear the footsteps, or you'd hear like the voices, and like you'd get startled at first, and be like, "Oh, I remember that." Mm-hmm. When it got intense, of like the door slamming and chairs being thrown, that's a different story. Where it's like this isn't the same thing.
This is a spooky ghost.
This is something that can hurt me.
I don't like this.
And it was weird that it was always in you know a platoon that's surrounded by you know broken people that are depressed. Mm. So and people had died. So I'm just like, oh, this is really weird. I didn't like it. So like I don't believe in ghosts like scientifically, but then when that happens to me, I'm just like, I don't know. Same thing with Bigfoot. It's like, I don't know.
Same way with aliens. Yeah. We don't know. We just don't know.
Until I get probed, I don't know.
I still believe in ocean aliens. The whole thing of like intelligent life under the ocean. I think that's possible.
Atlantis didn't sink. It just went somewhere else.
It just moved.
It went into the hollow
earth. Like a movie trailer. Just went somewhere else.
Coming this fall.
Atlantis 2.
Atlantis didn't disappear. It just moved.
Atlantis rebirthed.
Man, if they read the movie, the actual Disney movie Atlantis was gas.
I miss that animation style.
That was such a good Disney movie.
That animation style was amazing.
All movies like that animation style.
Huh? Yeah, they
should have done all movies that animation
it's
style.
It's so
not every movie. Not like,
I want to see
Godfather.
I want to see. I want to see. Fuck.
Clockwork Orange.
Scarface.
I want to see Scarface in Disney style. I want to see
every Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I want to see The Thing in Disney style. That would be
Paranormal cool. Activity. Kind of boring.
Scream. Disney style.
Did you see that they're redoing or they're doing the final Halloween?
Yep. And they're also making a new Scream movie.
Yeah, I saw that too. But what I'm really excited about is Dune, which already has released by the time you're hearing this, and I will have seen it and I will have been so
And he'll pleased. Talk about it next episode.
Yes, I probably will. But
on our 1 year episode.
On our 1 year episode, listen to DK talk about Dune.
And that's it.
That's it.
The whole episode. But we're not even going to celebrate 1 year. We're just going to listen to Dune the whole time.
But I think that wraps it up this week, boys.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Absurdity69. Go follow the Patreon.
$1.
To watch or listen to Off the Rails. I can't put a video on there for some reason.
You can't?
No.
Maybe because they're worried about us jerking our dicks on.
Maybe. Patreon. I don't know.
So I thought Patreon was okay with that.
Yeah, you would think Patreon would.
Patreon's into some kinky shit.
Absurdity Pod on Patreon. Go check that out. If you want to watch the show, watch it instead of just listen. You want to see our faces. Don't know why, but if you want to see them.
Because of these sunglasses.
Absurd Entertainment on YouTube. Go check us out. And make sure you subscribe on Apple. Apple Podcasts.
Apple?
Yeah. Anything. Give us a rating because that does boost up the algorithm. That gets us out there.
The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
What do they mean, Mason?
Got to get those numbers up.
So, we will see you all next week. Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Oh, and before we go.
He couldn't. good. Shan't.
I will.
He shouldn't.
You know.
He shouldn't, Aunt.
I kept seeing all this stuff about Karl Marx, right? But no one ever talks about his sister, Anya, who invented the starting pistol. Bye.